Morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, FJ at OffbeatOregon.com, and this is the Daily Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy it. Today, for your listening pleasure, we have a golden oldie. This one was first published on November 12th of 2010. I probably ought to redo the whole thing, but I did have to update it, as you shall hear. The headline is, When the Last Geyser in the Pacific Northwest Went Still in Lakeview. Maybe news to you because it's not still anymore, but I'm getting there. Here we go. Sometime in the spring of 2009, the only continuously erupting geyser in the entire Pacific Northwest fired its regular shot for the last time. Editor's note, it's back! See the note at the end of this article. Many Oregonians didn't even know that the Beaver State had a geyser. In fact, it has, or had, rather, two. Three, if you really lower your standards of what a geyser is and include Mickey Hot Springs in Harney County. Both the other two geysers were wells that were drilled 50 to 80 years ago, with surprising results, and neither one is regularly active today. The first one was Old Perpetual, and it first erupted during drilling for Hunter's Hot Springs, a hydrotherapy resort, there in Lakeview, in 1923. Every 90 seconds the thing went off, shooting scalding water 60 feet into the air. Every 90 seconds. For decades. This was the best thing that could possibly have happened for the resort, which is still in business today. It was also big news for the town of Lakeview. Over the years, the geyser was seen to fade a little bit as nearby agriculture ramped up. Now, this made sense. Pump more water out of the ground to spray on crops, and there's less to blast into the air. No one worried much about it, and the geyser always came back to life in the fall just in time for the spectacular, steamy, snowy wintertime eruptions. By the end of the 20th century, the geyser had become almost entirely dormant for the dry part of the year, springing back to life again every fall. Then in the fall of 2009, it didn't. It simply quit. Some locals suspected a new geothermal well, which the city of Lakeview had drilled near the hot springs, had sapped its forces. The geyser quit erupting just a few years after the well was drilled, so the correlation was suspicious. And in fact, that sort of thing has happened before. In the mid-1990s, a tomato company built a greenhouse operation on a piece of high desert near Crane in Harney County, just a stone's throw from Crystal Crane Hot Springs, an old-fashioned soak-and-swim resort popular with the locals and the few visitors who had discovered it. Soon as the greenhouse went in, the water temperature in the pools at Crystal Crane plummeted. There was quite a bit of resentment locally as a result. A lot of people thought putting the greenhouses in there was tantamount to an act of piracy. The greenhouse operation has since gone out of business, and water temperatures at Crystal are back to normal. In Lakeview, though, the city insisted it had nothing to do with the geyser petering out, saying its well was far too deep to have affected the geyser's water sources. Spoiler alert, they were right. But I'm getting to that. Also, they were quick to point out that geysers don't last forever, even ones named Old Perpetual, and that is particularly true for geysers that spring from drilled well shafts. Case in point, Oregon's other large geyser, Crump Geyser, just a few dozen miles from Old Perpetual. Crump Geyser got its start in 1959 when landowner Charles Crump made a deal with the Nevada Thermal Power Company, which was looking for geothermal sources for power plants. Crump suggested a spot, and the company drilled deep, very deep, without results. When the well reached 1,681 feet, the drillers gave up. A few days later, when Crump was there to look at the well and scratch his head and wonder why it was dry, the ground rumbled and a column of water nearly 200 feet high roared into the sky right in front of him. This was a big league geyser, bigger than many of the geothermal monsters of Yellowstone National Park and Iceland, including Old Faithful. So for a short time, Oregon actually had two regular geysers and one of them was world class. It was indeed a short time, though. In the early 1960s, some unknown person apparently decided it would be fun to drop some big rocks down the well casing and watch the water shoot them out. The rocks plugged it up. It hasn't erupted since. One of Crump's other wells, drilled in 1954, did start erupting after this big one was plugged, but it was fitful and erratic, and by the 90s had petered out completely. Here's that editor's note, which was added to the story on August 21st of 2016. I am writing this note on my laptop in room 49 of Hunter's Hot Springs Resort, and I'm happy to report that early reports of Old Perpetual's demise, including mine, which you've just read, or in this case listened to, seem to have been a bit premature. A geyser is, of course, simply a hyperactive well, and well casings wear out or corrode, especially with hot and heavily mineraled waters, so the owners of the resort had the geyser's well casing replaced. It worked like a champ. The geyser roared right back to life once again. It still stops in late summer due to the rising water table. On this visit, I missed its last eruption of the season by about 2 weeks, but when the rains come in the fall, it will roar back to life once again. Signed, me, 10 years ago. As a side note, as of the time of this recording, it's 2026, and I haven't been back since that memorable visit in 2016, and I'm raring to go. Maybe this will be the year for me. Maybe I'll see you there. Anyway, key sources in this story included works by Popular Mechanics, March 1960, Matthew Preutsch, I think that's how you pronounce that, from Oregon Live / The Oregonian, NevadaGeothermal.com, Harriet Baskus, and Jeff Burkby. That's our show for today. Thanks again for listening. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. Say, are you an audiobook listener? And do you enjoy old pre-war pulp stories like Tarzan of the Apes and Conan the Barbarian and The Call of Cthulhu and stuff like that? Or do you like early Victorian penny dreadful fiction like Sweeney Todd and Varney the Vampire and Highwayman Dick Turpin? If so, you might enjoy the audiobooks I have out there in the world. The easiest way to find them is for the search for my name on audible.com. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band and was written by Carmen Ficarra. Listen and download more at atlasstringband.com. Episodes of Offbeat Oregon History are uploaded around 6 a.m. every weekday, so the next one will be on your device and ready to go before you know it. Until then, go out and fill up the rest of the day with good stuff. Bye now.